WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Lionel Moyes. Chaos in Richmond, Virginia, after shots rang out following a graduation ceremony. ABC's Andy Field with the latest.
Richmond police say the shooter, who hit seven people outside a high school graduation, killed a 36-year-old man and an 18-year-old who was there to get his diploma.
We think the suspect knew at least one of the victims.
Acting Police Chief Rick Edwards saying others were hurt in the shooting panic, including a 9-year-old hit by a car as they fled. They've arrested a 19-year-old who they say had several handguns for the shooting. Andy Field, ABC News.
A controversial golf merger is shaking up the sports world after 2 years of Saudi's LIV Golf stealing business and top talent from the PGA Tour. The groups are joining forces. A group representing families of the 9/11 attack victims says it's shocked and offended by the move. The runway at Houston Intercontinental Airport had to be closed because a woman was on the tarmac. This is ABC News. Concern on Capitol Hill about the future of AM radio in the U.S. The feature is falling out of favor in some newer model vehicles and as more of us rely on cell phones. But many House members say the country simply cannot afford to cut ties with the vital service.
The House Energy Committee roundly supporting AM radio in Tuesday's hearing. Congressman Frank Pallone noting AM radio's resilience during last month's typhoon strike in Guam.
Preliminary press reports suggested that many cellular towers and FM stations throughout the island were knocked out, but AM stations stayed on the air.
The House hearing comes amid reports automakers are beginning to phase out AM radio as listenership falls and because electric vehicle engines can interfere with sound quality. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
In Finland, one of the country's richest men was fined close to $130,000 for speeding. They use a day fine system there that factors in an offender's income. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinly's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective.
Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
In a new wave of legislative efforts to regulate AI, as you know, Congress tries to figure out how they're going to deal with it. Like, how do you balance societal advancement with mitigating harm? And it's kind of a, but what I understand so far is it's bipartisan as far as Chuck Schumer is developing other legislation as far as when it comes to AI. But I'm just curious. I'm curious as far as how people think about what is the healthiest way for our society to continue to like use this to our advantage, but not let it take over like the Matrix.
Exactly. So my question is, when we're talking about products associated with AI, is this all written word or works of art? Or, I mean, are we talking about products? Are we, what exactly?
So I think it's, I mean, it's a wide ranging thing. So like on the one side, there is articles written by AI, right? Like write a blog post for me. There is images made by AI. And that's some of the stuff that I think is actually the videos and the photos, because that was at the end of last month. So like end of May, there was a photo of an explosion at the Pentagon. Do you remember when this happened a couple weeks ago?
That one I missed.
So it was exactly that. It was someone probably put it into one of the AI simulators. It was
okay.
Like, create an explosion at the Pentagon. And it was not a real photo. And it caused chaos online.
Like
within a matter of minutes, it got posted, it got reposted, and it looked really real. And it spread on Twitter and other social media accounts. And then like it got all the way up to the White House to like shut it down. And it was quickly determined to be a hoax, because obviously that's something you can verify pretty quickly. Like, hey, Pentagon, did you just get like a bomb?
Was there an explosion?
Yes. Is everyone okay? No? Yeah? Okay. Okay. So this photo is not real. But it had real impact. It moved financial markets.
Oh my gosh. That's not good.
It's not good, but we've also talked about it with, we've talked about this with politics and like what's going to happen with political ads. And I just am curious of what people think is rational regulation on this, and is like anything that could be created come with a watermark or come with a, you know, in the same way we're used to TV shows when they pop up and what rating they have, so you know if your kids should watch it or not. Like, is that a start to know like, hey, this is something that was generated by AI. You can still consume it. It is here. It exists. We're not saying you can't use these tools,
right?
But it needs to come with the asterisks. 844-967-2789. And because I don't know. I think it's, I mean, I don't see the downside of it.
Why? It's just a warning or a product announcement. I don't see how this is impeding anything. They're not saying stop developing AI. They're not saying you can't make these products. We just want to inform the public that artificial intelligence was behind what it X.
Yeah. Like in this bill specifically, it would have like disclaimer, this output has been generated by artificial intelligence. And it says that the enforcement would be under the jurisdiction of the Federal Trade Commission, which imposes civil fines for disclosure violations. And there's another even broader bill introduced by Representative Yvette Clark, also from New York, which would require disclosures from AI-generated political advertising, which I think is super important.
Oh, that's critical.
Because that has already been a problem,
yes,
for the 2024 election. And so we'll see if that one gets any traction. But it comes back to like, if the FTC was in charge of this, how often would the disclaimer be provided? Like, how would attempts to remove the disclaimer be prevented? How would generative AI be distinguished from other types of AI that don't require disclosure? So like, it's more complicated than just, well, this is what you have to do now. But I feel like at least a disclaimer, even, and like, you know, if you can't, Because now I'm trying to think of everyone saying, oh, kids are going to cheat and, like, you know, write their papers using AI. And so, like, was that without just, like, the actual copying and pasting? I don't know. That doesn't come with a watermark, though. Like, the text versus an image or a video.
Right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY from the 541. Anything that is real and unedited should be marked. So anything without it is assumed to be fake.
Oh.
And from the 414. Yeah, from the 414, AI is a knife's edge for humanity, an amazing advancement, or a horror leading to massive job losses, a loss of truth, education upheaval, and a true change to what is real.
And then we have Ben Zimmerman on the YouTube live stream saying, it depends what the AI is for. Military weapons is a hard no, because recently an AI weapon trail targeted friendlies for, quote, points. Drawing district maps, I'd favor AI over human. Well, doesn't it all depend on the inputs you put into it, though?
I think so. But again, there's always the concern that it will develop a way to learn on its own. And some of the things that I've been hearing just in the last couple of days, a couple different interviews on public radio, going back to some of the founders of this, in a military situation, this is just terrifying. To give artificial intelligence the ability to choose which targets to hit.
That is terrifying.
Think about it. I mean, it's... this is like shades of Jurassic Park and all kind, and The Matrix. And it's just, there's lots of things that could go wrong.
Well, and that's like a different level. Like, I feel like I was just thinking about this. Maybe this is my simplistic because I have not taken the time to actually play with it more. But, you know, like the images, the output of like written word. I guess there's also, you know, there's also music that's been in the last couple months, like a song that went viral on TikTok that was a mashup of Drake and
somebody.
Oh God, it was Drake and somebody.
Big
and
hit, then obviously.
They had to shut it. But then they had to shut it down because they're like, "Oh, this song is not real." But one report from Europol, the European Union's law enforcement agency, predicted that as much as 90% of content on the internet could be created or edited by AI by 2026.
That's terrible.
So within 3 years from now. And the truth is, I mean, there's already so many edited images, right? Like Facetune is a girl's best friend when it comes to cleaning up what you look like and getting rid of those wrinkles.
Oh, show me how to use it after the show.
You don't post any pictures of yourself, but I will show you how to use it. I've been known to
tweak,
know, tap my forehead and be like, I'm going to make that look a little less wrinkly. All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. Should AI come with a warning label, or what is the regulations needed as we embark on a brave new world of AI everything? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Would love to hear from you. We will keep this conversation going after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess?
Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr. The enticing smell of fresh baked goods, breads, rolls, pies, cookies, and more. This isn't just a bakery. It's Just Dane's Just Bakery, a training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Learn more and order now for your next get-together at justdane.org. Justdane.org.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 49. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 72. Lows dip down to about 45 tomorrow night. Low 70s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Once again, lows level off around 49 overnight, a high of 72 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Who let the dogs out? Hoot, 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 hoot. Who let the dogs out? Hoot, 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 hoot. Who let the dogs out? Hoot, 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 hoot. Who let the dogs out? Hoot, 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 hoot.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And right now we are discussing, should AI come with a warning label, or is that not go far enough? What regulation is going to be needed to balance mitigating harm that AI can cause versus taking advantage of the usefulness that it can provide? 844-967-2789. But just a quick preview of where we're ending the show and why Jane may have just played that bumper music. We are ending today's show at 11:30 with a debate over what is the most annoying song of all time. Who Let the Dogs Out might be up there.
There are so many. There are so many, but it's a very subjective thing. So all of the bumps in and out today are all on a list for the worst songs of all time. If you want to defend them, that's great. If you would like to submit your own nominee, who I might miss for worst songs of all time, you can always call, you can always text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Speaking of the text line, you said we have a couple texts on the topic.
I do. From the 262, talking about AI, my opinion is that it depends upon the application. Arts and entertainment would be less of a priority for me than a political ad or something in the educational or medical field. Definitely good point about the medical field.
Yes, certainly. Well, but even art, because then art is...
Is it art?
I guess it doesn't feel as like misinformation-y if it's like a created image just for consumption, because that gets into a whole other thing as far as like the art stuff is just stealing existing work, right? Like it's looking at stuff that already exists in the world. And I just go back to like the writer's strike right now of this assumption upon like executives thinking that they can replace writers with AI. And it's like, you're the ones who just crunch numbers. Like, you don't actually do a job that is creative. I think your job could probably be replaced by AI more efficiently than the creatives could, but I might be a little bold.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY from the 414. Think of how far computing has come in the 25 years since Pong was invented. Now think of what AI will do in the next 25 years. Our StreamYard link has apparently died. 844-967-2789 if you would like to join us and talk about, should we have warning labels on things that are produced by artificial intel? You're back.
I'm back.
Oh, good.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you either. So I
know.
I was also talking.
All of a sudden the screen went blank. I love when that happens.
What were you talking about?
I was filling. That's called a ramp, Kristen. I was ramping.
So I was going to talk about the fact that there's also people who are trying to use this for their job, in that this was a couple weeks ago or a week or so ago, that ChatGPT is not quite ready to be your lawyer. And one attorney found out the hard way. And so there was one New York attorney who must now face the music for letting AI do the heavy lifting after filing a brief containing multiple references to non-existent cases.
Oh, wow.
Stephen Schwartz of Levitow and Obermann, who has practiced for more than 30 years, so this is not like a fresh lawyer, represents a client suing the Colombian airline Avianca over injuries he claims he got when a serving cart bumped into him mid-flight. It's a pretty run-of-the-mill case, except that Schwartz submitted a brief to the court that included references to what the federal judge hearing the suit called six bogus judicial decisions with bogus quotes and bogus internal citations.
Wow.
To support his position. It turns out that he relied on ChatGPT for his legal research, and it simply just made those cases up.
So even ChatGPT will cheat.
Yeah, and insisted they were real and available in major legal databases when he asked the bot for a source.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, you know, you can't rely on it for everything. But then on top of that, there was also the NEDA, National Eating Disorder Association, has a helpline, has a live chat helpline, and they let go all of the humans. And
really?
Instead had a chat, a chat bot, to replace all of the people who were actually working. And again, as someone who had an eating disorder many years ago, having a real human to talk to would be important, especially when the chat bots starts giving you bad information that is encouraging you to deepen your eating disorder, which is what happened.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so they have no live support right now. And the nonprofit said the chatbot named Tessa was replaced six helpline employees and the 200 volunteers. But then within a couple days, it started giving really bad advice out. And so that goes beyond what a disclaimer could do, I think. But it's just interesting to me as far as people jumping in too quickly to rely on this thing as cost-cutting measures before it's proven to be accurate,
yeah,
proven to be helpful, also just proving to be misleading.
I want to share one more text before we go to break at 844-967-2789. This is completely unrelated, but I love it, from the 414. I hope you know this 10 a.m. new start with you guys forces me to pick between As Goes Wisconsin and The Price is Right. Life is not fair. It's those tough, tough decisions we have
to
make.
Tough calls.
It's hard, I know.
What's the prize? Let's if they're watching it in the background. Maybe we can let us know what the prize is today. Maybe we can start doing a segment. We can start doing a Price is Right guessing segment on the show.
I like that.
To make up for it.
We'll do our best.
We'll see if we can incorporate it one way or another. But thank you for choosing us today, at least. All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to do the good, the bad, and the sanctimonious of headlines. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Another deadly mass shooting, gunshots at a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond, Virginia, has killed at least two people and wounded five others. ABC's Andy Field has the latest we know.
There are more than just the seven shooting victims, two who died. Richmond Police Chief Rick Edwards saying many were hurt trying to escape the gunfire outside a high school graduation.
People were having panic attacks, falling on the ground, screaming. As I mentioned before, some people fell. One child was hit by a car.
An 18-year-old graduating student died along with a 36-year-old male there for the ceremony. Police arresting a 19-year-old who had a number of handguns with him. Andy Field, ABC News.
A major health concern across the U.S., the skylines of New York and many other cities blanketed in smoke at this moment because of wildfires burning across Canada. The smoky conditions have prompted air quality alerts in more than a dozen states from the Northeast to the Midwest and as far south as the Carolinas. This is ABC News.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecan. Plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking!
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 a.m. and 97.9 WGBW.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this. Showing hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair, and today we are collecting and playing subjectively the most annoying songs of all time. And at 11:30, we will have a showdown of debates of what is the most annoying song, but Jane has collected a bunch of them to play as bumper music. And so
Carly Rae Jepsen.
That song grew on me, I have to say. That was one of the songs at first I was like, oh, this is so poppy and gross. And like when that comes, I was at a wedding on Saturday and that came on and I was not drunk. Because obviously.
Right. Because you're expecting.
As I have a baby in me. But I even just now, it's a bop.
I mean, is it lyrically deep and life changing? No, but it's a fun little poppy tune.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Is she? I don't hate that song.
Oh yeah.
So submit your suggestions. You can do it 844-967-2789. What is the most annoying song according to you? And then we'll recap it all at 11:30. And you can also leave a comment on all our 97 different streams.
All of our different
streams. All of our different streams.
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter.
All the streams.
But now it is time for our rundown of the headlines, the good, the bad, and the sanctimonious. And you can also let me know if you think that is the best word to describe that headline once we get to it, but you'll have to wait. Yeah. So let's start with the good. Sky high egg prices are finally coming back down to earth.
Yay. Thank
God. Are you a big egg eater?
I will occasionally. I wouldn't say that, no, that I'm not a I'm a really picky eater, Kristen, so I will only eat eggs in a certain way.
I did not know that about
you. I won't
you.
Eat hard-boiled eggs. I would never eat a basted, what is it, basted, or what's the ugly one where they float around and look like aliens? Poached. Ugh.
Oh.
But,
okay,
but,
so this doesn't affect you, but for everyone else who likes eggs, yeah, they're happy about this.
Well, yeah, because this was a major thing. Eggs were up to like $11 a dozen.
Yeah, so the wholesale price of eggs at one point was $5 from places across the country. And so the retail price was obviously a lot more than that. But now the USDA's most recent report on national egg prices puts the typical wholesale price of a dozen eggs somewhere between 99 cents and $1.39.
Yay.
So it should be feeling a little bit better because the bird flu outbreak has eased, inflation has loosened up its grip on the economy. And so now whipping up an omelet is a little bit more affordable.
It's just one of those things, though, that you never hear about when the prices start coming down. It's eggs prices are skyrocketing and the sky is falling and chickens are dying. And but when the prices go down and this is good news, it's just like nobody talks about that.
I also most recently, again, thank you, TikTok. I think once we have a house with a backyard, I would not be opposed to having my own chickens.
Oh, really?
I might turn into that person. One, because you get your own eggs, but two, because they eat all your garbage. You can feed them not like garbage, but like compost and stuff.
Oh.
Like, and so it's like a way to say like be more waste free. You get eggs. I don't know. I saw a TikTok about it, and then I was like, someday. But we don't have a fenced in backyard right now. So they would just be chickens running all over my neighborhood, which I don't think would make me very popular.
Well, and I don't think they'd last very long. I mean,
why? Because you don't think I'd take care of them?
No, because there are predators for chickens. My dog, when my husband and I would go on vacation and we'd be gone for 2 weeks and I would let my friend who lived out in the country, she would watch Barkley for us. And they had a 3-acre lot. So lots of room to run, and they never chained them up or anything. They had a dog too. They did not realize that their neighbor had gotten chickens, and the neighbor let the chickens wander around in their yard. So Barkley killed 9 of their chickens. He was playing with them. They, however,
They were not great playmates.
No. So there are things with chickens that we'll have to talk about. A little more about.
We'll have to talk through. Yeah. It's a ways away. We just bought this house. Second good headline. For the first time in over a decade, two Madison chefs won a James Beard Award.
Bravo!
Last night. It's the co-owners of the 3-year-old restaurant Fairchild on Monroe Street in Madison, Itaro Nagano and Andrew Kroger. So congratulations to them.
After only 3 years.
Yeah. And actually, I looked up. I have not eaten at Fairchild, but it is very close to where I grew up.
You'll have to check it out.
Niagara Park in Madison.
Yum.
All right. So the bad. Just, you know, is engineering now considered a woke major? Are we anti-engineers because are they part of like DEI or the woke college culture and... Are they, it's indoctrinating students in some way? Is engineering bad now?
Well, doesn't math require a specific response? Then that obviously is discriminatory.
So, the bad. Around $100 million in private donations for a planned engineering building at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is now at risk after Republican lawmakers pulled the project from the state's capital budget.
But we need young people to move to Wisconsin.
So the $347 million engineering building has been up for legislative approval twice. It was first introduced, included in Evers' budget for 2021-23, and was not included then. And he included it again this time around. And last week, GOP members of the Joint Finance Committee did approve about $2.4 billion for the Capitol building projects that included money for Camp Randall Sports Center, so the shell, and a science building at UW-Eau Claire. But the engineering building, literally one of the most popular and growing majors at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and was singled out as a top priority, was axed. And on record, their defense of this was basically Mark Bourne said it shouldn't be surprising that the Republicans trimmed down Evers' original request, but didn't say specifically why not the engineering building. But this is, it goes back to like, I feel like what happened to the Republican Party being like the party of business? Because this is like a coalition of business groups, including Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce,
oh, come
WMC,
on.
Urged state lawmakers to fund the engineering building, and they still didn't. It was a joint. There was a joint letter sent on May 31st that said the legislature's support would make sure that the state's top engineering program remains competitive for years. And I just, what is their thing against the engineers? Like, I, you know what? Fine. I don't agree with it, but like the DEI stuff, even the arguments around liberal arts degrees and how they don't, you know, it's a waste of money and these kids taking out college loans for their English degrees or their gender studies degrees, which, you know, was one of the things I studied. But like engineering is a very applicable major. And we have 8,000 students apply to the engineering program each year. But because of the space constraints, they can only admit 1,200.
Oh my gosh.
So if they were to actually be able to get this building, they would have be able to have an additional 1,000 undergraduate engineering students and enroll a total of 2,000 graduate students. But without, they just can't fit more people in that building. And so, but not important.
Well, no, isn't this just more proof that they hate Madison and UW-Madison more than they want to do what's right for the people in Wisconsin? I mean,
is that it?
What more do you need?
Like, okay, why fund the sports? Because it's not like Camp Randall. It's like where the athletes go work out. It's like the practice facilities. Like, why fund that but not the engineering building to keep the school competitive and this program specifically competitive for a very practical major that usually leads to jobs and people staying in Wisconsin to use those jobs? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
They want more beefy guys working out, Kristen. They don't need engineers who are solving actual problems. Come on. They want to be, it's manly men. We need more manly men.
But it's also like it makes us less competitive because there's schools like Purdue and University of Illinois and Penn State and Michigan State that all have between 6,000 and 9,500 engineering students enrolled, which is multiple of what Wisconsin can do right now. And
the fact that the Republican Party's best friend, the WMC, right? Wisconsin Manufacturers.
Yeah.
Wow. That should say a lot without having to say anything. We have a couple texts. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in from the 262, Kristen, engineering isn't woke. Education is woke.
Bigger umbrella.
Yeah.
The bigger umbrella is, it's got it. Okay.
And what happened to the Republicans being the party of business? I think it was Representative Boebert last year said they should change the name to the Christian Nationalist Party. They aren't Republicans anymore. They are big governments, and they want everyone to align with their beliefs. There's certainly a faction.
There's certainly a faction, but and there's also a faction that is very anti all of this. But finally, moving on, because we only have a couple minutes left. I was struggling with what word to label this story as far as how do we categorize this headline.
Sure.
But as USDA considers banning chocolate milk in some schools, one GOP lawmaker wants to require it. And so this is what we're saying is the sanctimonious of headlines today. Gosh, do we all agree a couple weeks back when we were talking about public health crises and what we thought was the most concerning, fourth on that list from the poll that we cited was obesity,
which is a massive
and that's
problem,
both obesity for adults and also obesity for children. And often, as I love to point out, it comes back to what's in our food and how much sugar and processed chemicals and stuff we put in our food. So the Biden administration is looking to update federal school meal mandates. And one possibility is banning chocolate milk, like milk that has flavoring in it. So it's either would be, you know, chocolate milk, strawberry milk, or allowing schools to serve flavored milk so long as there's no more than 10 grams of added sugar for every 8 ounce, like per 8 ounces. But leave it to Representative Tom Tiffany to make the analogous argument of over my dead body, just like the gas stoves. Not only is he saying that this shouldn't be a law and this should not be the update, he wants to require that every school serves chocolate and strawberry milk.
It's freedom.
And guess what he's calling his legislation?
The Freedom for Milk Act.
Well, it is the Milk Act, which stands for Milk is Indisputably Liked by Kids Act.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Milk, yes. So really standing up for the kids here, that the kids want flavored milk. So we're going to give them flavored milk. And the wokeness of trying to dictate, and this was the exact quote, "Don't be stepping into this field," Tiffany said. "Don't be stepping into this arena where you're basically trying to dictate what milk is being served."
Yeah.
So Tom Tiffany really, really standing up for what the people care about
and
right now.
And he's all ours.
Drawing a line. Drawing a line is what matters. And so there you go. The good, the bad, and the sanctimonious. When we come back, new segment we're calling Play Stupid Games, Win Stupid Prizes, Florida Edition. This is As Good as Wisconsin.
It's hard to look right at your baby.
Just released from prison, in need of a job, but no one is hiring. Just Dane has been lifting people through these times of employment barriers for 50 years. And you can support this Madison nonprofit's important legacy and work. Join Civic Media by donating to Just Dane. Any amount will make a difference. Learn more and help now at justdane.org. That's justdane.org. Changing lives, changing the community. For 50 years, Just Dane.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network. network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 49. Overnight, under mainly clear skies, northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs level off around 72. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 45. Low 70s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. To recap, lows level off around 49 overnight, high of 72 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Hysteric hype.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we, in the last segment, ended on two videos. One was real. One was a parody of newly elected GOP district chair in Georgia, Candace Taylor. Candace spelled like Katniss, too. I also, when I was first looking up her name, I was spelling it C-A-N-D-A-C. Uh-huh. It's K-A-N-D-I-S-S.
And what is the name of her podcast?
Jesus, Guns, and Babies.
Oh, right.
And so she, on her podcast, went on a diatribe about globes and the big globe.
Big
globe won't stop shoving round earth propaganda down everyone's throats. And so there was two videos, and I have to actually admit that the one that was the parody, because these two women actually look alike.
They do.
But Jane was the one who was like, I know that comedian. That is Blair Erskine, who's a writer for The Jimmy Kimmel Show.
She's really funny.
And that was, because I was watching the first one, I was like, this is, what? Because I was like, this is also really funny. So do we have text? Did anyone guess?
Yes, we have Kristen from Iguanago guessed correctly that number one was real. The first one we played was real. Absolutely. Text from the 541 says, how mad must this woman be about air? It's everywhere. Big air is coming for us.
Big
next,
air.
You guys. Look out. And John, okay. John from the Falls says, sadly, I think both of these are actually true. And he's not far off. I mean, she was talking with two other people who genuinely believe that the earth is flat, and people who make globes have an agenda for people to believe the earth is round. This is where we are. It's and she just got elected.
That's the thing to me. It's not just like, oh, I'm doing my own thing. I got my podcast. Everyone's, you know, barrier to entry is low. It's like, no, this woman got elected to a position and people were like, yep, we want her to represent us.
She's the one with the Jesus, Guns, and Babies podcast.
Yeah. Well, so, but it was funny because the Blair Erskine posted that on her Instagram and Candace found it and commented on the video, and in true Southern fashion said, bless your heart.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? Well, I will tell you one thing. Now that I am in charge of decorating here at the WAUK property, I'm going out after the show and I'm buying a globe.
There you go. We have a globe in our garage right now. See, we're trying to find a place to put in the house.
Bring it out. We'll
use it. All right. Well, we are going to do our weekly headline quiz. Nevada briefly reached a $1 trillion market capitalization this week. Which of these companies has also reached that mark? Berkshire Hathaway, ExxonMobil, Meta, JP Morgan.
I'll go with ExxonMobil.
All right. Number two.
I have no idea.
I have no idea on that one either, actually. Elizabeth Holmes began serving her prison time in Texas this week. How long is her sentence? 2 years, 5 years, 9 years, 11 years.
I'm going to try and deliver it in her voice.
Okay.
11 years.
Not bad. Not bad. You do have a deep, she like, hers is like, you have a deep voice, but hers is like purposefully. It's like down here.
Sunk.
Like right there.
Sunk.
Like here. Okay. I'm Elizabeth Holmes. fill in the blank. State Farm has stopped selling new insurance policies for A, cars with self-driving features, B, homes in California, C, base jumpers, D, independent pharmacies.
Homes in California.
All right. Number four, which famous body of water turned fluorescent green this week due to wastewater testing? A, the Dead Sea, B, Loch Ness, C, Chicago River, D, Venice's Grand Canal.
Sam, what's more?
Dead Sea, Loch Ness, Chicago River, Venice, Grand Canal.
I'll go with the Dead Sea.
All right. Last question. Who is the highest paid mascot in the NBA? Benny the Bull, Chicago Bulls, Rocky the Mountain Lion, Denver Nuggets, Grizz from the Memphis Grizzlies, or Stuff the Magic Dragon, Orlando Magic?
What was the second one?
Rocky the Mountain Lion, Denver Nuggets.
I'll go with the Nuggets.
All right. 3 out of 5.
Rats. Not a good week.
Meta.
Oh,
Meta has
really?
Reached a $1 trillion market cap, though it is below that mark now.
Oh, wow.
I also don't know if I pronounced that right. Is it Nvidia? Nvidia?
Sure.
Sure.
Yes.
Someone's going to correct me. Elizabeth Holmes has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. State Farm has stopped selling new home insurance policies in California. Venice's Grand Canal turned green.
Oh, it was in Venice.
It was in Venice.
Not good.
And yes, Rocky is the highest paid mascot in the NBA, reportedly making $650,000 a year. And you thought 180 was a lot.
I know. Of course, I'm not nearly as athletic as those. Those mascots are nuts.
They are nuts. And I totally agree as far as the, someone did just correct me. It's Nvidia. Will, thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Will.
You for telling me. They are nuts. And like, even when I see Bango, like it's like those flips and stuff, but it's like $650,000. Really? That's a lot of money.
You got to carry a lot of medical insurance when you have that job.
And that's actually an interesting question that you say that. It's like, I wonder how, what the injury rate is for some of these guys. There was a Hulu, I think there was a Hulu documentary that followed different mascots around.
Oh, really?
So maybe that would shed some insight on if they're, it's actually worth the money that they get paid. Because as Paul Noonan said yesterday, he's like, cheerleaders don't make that kind of money.
Yeah.
The dancers and stuff. Like, well, it's like, you should be happy we're letting you do this.
Well, and how long is the career of a mascot? You would think, just like a player, at some point, you're not going to be able to do all that stuff.
Yeah. But still, that just...
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Especially, you know, you think about it because they don't travel. So if there's what? There's 82 games in an NBA season. Half are at home. So you work, you know, there's 40 game days. I'm sure you're practicing and rehearsing more than that, but like, it's a good gig if you can get it.
No doubt.
Oh, here we go. Mike. Mike on the YouTube said it was called Behind the Mask and they followed a guy who played Bango for the season.
Excellent.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike. We'll check
All
that
right.
out.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Representative Deb Andraca will be here to talk about National Gun Violence Awareness Day, which is today. All right. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media app.
News, I'm Lionel.